Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joe, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Interesting decision last night, wasn't it, Mark, in that second overtime?
That's what gets you fired.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big roll of the dice in a double overtime when you've got now the kicker's obviously an issue, but you've got a chip shot field goal to go ahead and force the third overtime, and then you elect to win it all right there and come up short. Those are tough to get over.
Joe, I know it's a gimmicky offense, but I'll tell you what, at some point, some major school is going to go after Paul Johnson and Navy.
Right. I think you're right. I mean, the negative to that, obviously, is it's not necessarily a quarterbacks-type offense or a receivers offense. Running backs love it. If it's a program that's willing to go ahead and adapt to that ground game, he could do very well. He's an outstanding coach.
Joe, Bruce Pearl's obviously featured in Sports Illustrated this week, and you know he's elevated the Tennessee basketball program. But one of the unsung recruiting stories in college basketball is the job that Kevin Stallings' staff has done over the past 6 months with a lot of scholarships to give. Now, I know you can't talk about some kids
right
specifically, but the story, and you talked about Brian Ogilvie, but I was talking yesterday about the great story about how Tom Richardson, one of Kevin's assistants, went down to Australia and kind of pirated him away from a lot of other good schools, that this guy is regarded as the best talent to come out of Australia since Andrew Bogut, who turned out to be the first overall pick in the draft.
It is high praise, and hopefully AJ can live up to that. But, you know, quite honestly, a lot of times these coaching stories are connections, and you hear about things, and you hear about players from other coaches in the group that are good friends of yours. And I think that came into play in this particular instance. And then Tom made the trip down to Australia, something they've done before, recruiting that area, and brought back this guy who was looking for this type school. I mean, he wanted to play, and he certainly has designs on playing at the next level. But he was very selective in the type of school he was looking for.
I said,
for
Brian, it's AJ.
Yeah, AJ. And
maybe he plays golf, though.
Jeff Ogilvie would be the
one. Yeah.
But still, he comes in with, I think, some very high expectations from the staff. They're hoping he jumps in and plays right away. And I'm really looking forward, practice getting ready to get started here. I'm looking forward to seeing this group work and see how Kevin and the rest of the staff adapt so many new faces, because there are five or six new faces involved to mix in with the veterans like Shane and Ross and Red Gordon and Alan Metcalf and the like. So this could be a really competitive preseason camp with guys really working for playing time.
You're talking about Richardson going to Australia. I always wonder what it's like when assistant coaches run into each other, maybe on some sort of layover in an airport. Where are you going?
Where are you going?
on a little trip.
Actually, a lot of times they're pretty – I think a lot of guys know who's recruiting whom, and so they kind of know where they're going.
If you're getting on a plane to Melbourne or Sydney or something.
That does narrow it down, doesn't it?
Joe, all I can tell you, though, is if Tom Richardson and Kevin Engram got into a suntan contest, nobody would win.
That's right. Okay. It would be a long time waiting to develop a winner on that one.
All right, Fabio.
The negative to that thing is those guys, those trips they make are not 6- and 7-day trips. They fly over. They usually see the player a game if they can, a practice if they can. And then they come home. I mean, it's a brutal type of trip. You can't commit, a week or a week and a half for one recruit like that. So, and the same thing when they go the other way, when they fly over, to Europe to go see a player. And we're seeing more of that now. More colleges are branching out and doing that. You've seen the stories of John Calipari down in Memphis branching out into China. It's truly become a global recruiting now sport.
Well, Joe, as the Commodore football team gets ready for Georgia, that Georgia linebacker corps already pretty young, and Brandon Miller is doubtful, hurting his calf during agility drills this week, and I guess Vanderbilt hopes they can take advantage of some of that inexperience.
I think that may be true to a degree, but Auburn last week had a lot of young guys playing, and mm-hmm. they did very well, so I think they don't have to look any farther than that to realize the challenge is probably more what Vanderbilt does as opposed to what Georgia does. They've got to get their own house in order, start executing their offense, and it's got to be all the little things. The line has got to pick it up a notch, create some better holes, do a little bit better protection, give Chris or McKenzie, whoever it is, confidence that they have time to make plays. And I think it's one of those things that Ted Kaine probably understands early on, and Mark, we talked about it a little bit. You've got to put your quarterback in situations where he can have some success early to build his confidence. Call some plays, that you're pretty confident that he can hit early just to kind of get that good feeling going. And I think you'll see Ted try to do that.
Joe, we appreciate it as always. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow, guys.